But whatever is in the skies and in the earth, all of it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Whoever is in the skies and in the earth, all of them belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Each human being, each angel, each jinn, each creation of Allah, all of it is in the total ownership of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one important aspect that we all need to know, and we need to realize that we are from head to toe the possession of Allah. We all belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our lives are all in the control of Allah. The movement of every limb, the movement of every joint, every word we say, all of it comes through the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of it is in the hands and in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, particularly about one creation of Allah, and Allah says, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and that creation, that being that is by Allah, لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, they are never haughty, they are never arrogant regarding the ibadat of Allah. And who is this being? Who are these creations? They are the angels. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says they never ever will show any form of arrogance insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat is concerned. Whatever ibadat Allah wants them to make, they will make. It comes in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one span, that is the distance between the little finger and the thumb, not that much also is apart that these creations, the angels, stand on in the skies, in the heavens, and they make the ibadat of Allah. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you ever had the ability to have raised yourself till the sky, then you will hear the creaking of the sky because of the angels making Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat. Some are standing in qiyam, some are in ruku, some are in sajda, others will be in other postures, but each and every one of them are making the ibadat of Allah. And what ibadat? How Allah wants them to make ibadat. It's not their own discretion. It's what Allah wants from them. That is what they are doing. وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. Insan, we become tired sometimes of the ibadat of Allah. We need to rest, we need to sleep. But Allah Ta'ala says they do not tire out. They do not get worn out. They continuously make the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this ayat, actually, some of the mufassirin have shown, Allah Ta'ala is also showing, Allah doesn't need our ibadat at all. That is Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so great, Allah doesn't need the ibadat of any creation. But here is a creation of Allah that never tires in the ibadat of Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that these angels, they make the tasbih of Allah, they glorify Allah Ta'ala night and day. لَا يَفْتُرُونَ, and they do not tire out, they do not short change Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not ever, ever give anything less than what Allah wants. In other words, they are never deficient in the ibadat of Allah physically. Insofar as their spirituality is concerned, there is no deficiency whatsoever. أَمِدْ تَخَذُوا آدِهَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. Now Allah ta'ala asks the question, is man searching and after searching, making and ascribing a god, an object, min al-ard, from the earth? Obviously, when a person will create an idol, he would go out and he would look for the best. He would look for the best timber. He would look for the best stone. He would look for the best. Now Allah Ta'ala is asking, after you go out and you bring about these idols that you manufacture and you create, whom yunshirun, would they raise you up on the day of Qiyamah? They themselves will be needed to be raised by Allah Rabbul Izzat. They also do not have any knowledge when is Qiyamah. they do not have any knowledge about how is Qiyamah. So the question Allah Ta'ala leaves us with is, are we going to leave Allah and worship anything else besides Allah? Are we going to worship anyone else, any other God besides Allah? Are we going to recognize anyone else that has the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Obviously not, and that will be the work of the mushrikeen. And one important lesson we learn from here is that our iman in Allah must be of such a nature that it is unadulterated. There is never ever any deficiency in our iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.